When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcome to now. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Sunday, April 25th, and we're going to get right into it. So many of you are asking questions. We desperately want to get you on the air. That is what Roland did. Roland sent us a question, said, get me on the air. Mark did all the work. So, Roland, how can we help you out?
I have purchased a variable annuity in 2008, and it didn't do very well. Right now, the value is like 220. Mm-hmm. Original was 200.
Yeah.
And my financial advisor is now telling me rather than take the annuity, annuitize it, which is about $15,000 a year,
yeah,
that I should withdraw it.
Yeah.
And put it in a wrap account that he would manage.
Oh, yeah, because he hasn't made enough fees on this already.
Mm. Yeah. So I was thinking if I left it in, I would still be paying about 3% of fees.
It's the worst.
Year.
I know.
And they have a fixed investment of 3% where I pay no fees.
No.
So I was thinking of putting it in a 3% investment and collecting the annuity. Because nothing in my financial situation has changed since I opened the annuity.
Mm.
So I don't understand why it's not a good investment anymore.
Because there's a better, well, maybe it probably never was a good investment, but there's now a better investment for your broker, which is a way he can make more money. Let me ask you a question. The money in this annuity, how did you fund it? What was the source of the 200 grand that went in?
It was an IRA.
Okay.
I rolled it over.
So here's your good news. There is excellent news for you. You can roll it over into just a plain old IRA rollover account, and you don't have to keep it with this broker, and you don't have to pay fees. You don't have to do anything. You can roll it over yourself. Tell me about what's going on in your life. Like, how old are you? What's this? When do you think you might need this money? Give me a little bit of a background.
Well, I'm 69 years old, mm-hmm. and I have a number of IRAs.
Mm-hmm. Where are the other IRAs?
The other IRAs are in Vanguard Investment.
Great. If you totaled the other IRAs at Vanguard, how much is there?
Total of all the IRAs is about $800,000.
You get a pension or not?
Yeah, I get a pension also.
Social Security or no?
Social Security. I get a pension. I have Social Security, and my wife's got Social Security.
I love you guys. Are you comfortable living on the Social Security checks and the pension? Is that enough for you?
Well, I just retired a couple of weeks ago. I stopped working completely. So I think between the pension and the Social Security, we should be okay.
Here's what I would do. I would take the money that's in the annuity and move on from this broker, because this guy is clearly not a fiduciary. He doesn't have your best interest at heart. Take the money, roll it into your Vanguard IRA. Because the 200 and what did you say, 220 it's worth-ish?
220, right.
Yeah, so good. Roll it over into into your IRA. Now, all your IRAs are going to be in one place. It's easier to manage. How are you investing the Vanguard money right now? You got some index funds or what's in there?
It's all mutual funds, like the 500 fund, yeah. The Wellington fund.
So just,
they're all doing pretty good.
Yeah, just...
It's a 401k that I have at work.
Yeah, so I think the easiest thing for you to do is to add this money to that account and have one place where you have all your IRAs. And when you have to start taking distributions, it's all in one place, very easy, right? And that's it. And go to sleep at night. And instead of paying any fee on the money, and instead of having this money inside of an annuity and even having to annuitize it, don't you want to have access to the money? I think it's better to have the access. So move on. Take the money, roll it over, rolling over for Roland, put it in with your Vanguard accounts. Make sure you've got some money, again, as you approach to nearing that time where you're going to take your distributions, the required distribution, whatever the distribution is, make sure you've got that in cash just so that you, you know, so you don't have to sell something at the wrong time. And that's it. And go to sleep at night and be happy. And now you've got a way so that your broker is not going to make more money from you, that you're going to keep the money. And, you know, frankly, you have the correct way of interpreting this, which is, if that was a good investment then, why isn't it a good investment now? And I think the answer is because the guy's going to generate more money from you. And that, to me, is a telltale sign that we should get rid of him. That's my two cents.
Right.
All right.
Now, when you said I needed cash in my IRA,
just a little
cash in my IRA for the distribution.
That's it. Just so you don't, like, again, it doesn't have to be a lot. It just means, like, you can do a little calculation of what you think your required minimum distribution is going to be. Just, you know, you can play with it. There's a zillion calculators online. Let's say that you had to take 10 grand out. I don't know, making it up. So you just figure by the time, you know, as you're leading up to the time when you're going to take the distribution, free up the cash so the money can come out. That's all. Just simply, this is just a real, like, simple, you don't have money at risk that you know you're going to need within the next year.
Well, thanks again. That is the end of your weekend. Well, don't forget, we are here for you 7 days a week. If you are listening online or through a YouTube channel, why don't you subscribe to the podcast? And if you get a chance, leave us a rating or a review. Mark says it helps. It's really very much appreciated by us. Don't forget to wash your hands, to wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and do put your hands metaphorically on someone else's back today. It really will make that person feel so much better. It will make you feel better. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.